Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us. You are listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm your host, Lisa Hollinger. Have you ever been in a situation where you've lost a child? Maybe in a grocery store or some other large public place like a park or somewhere else? It's got to be terrifying to realize that your child is all of a sudden not with you and somehow they wandered off. This happened to a 7-year-old boy named Simon Kruger. He was at a picnic with his family in the Australian wilderness and went to pick flowers for his mother. But he got lost and he spent a freezing night in the Australian bush. This is the amazing part. While he was picking flowers, a kangaroo approached him, ate the flowers from him, and then fell asleep next to him. Isn't that amazing? Simon's father says, "I think God sent a kangaroo to keep him warm." His mother agreed and says, "I think it was a miracle. When I smell his jacket, it's kangaroo, bush, and kangaroo." Is that not one of the craziest and yet sweetest stories you've ever heard? I told this to the kids that I teach Sunday school to at church, and the first comment from the group was from a little girl who said, "That's Heavenly Father." So if you're feeling lost or lonely today, remember this story and remember that God takes care of us in different places and sometimes by very extraordinary means. We thought that was just such a heartwarming story. We wanted to share it with you today. We found that from abclocal.go.com and it's entitled "Kangaroo Stays with Boy Lost in Australian Wilderness," and it's from Thursday, August 8th, 2013. Think about the different gifts you can give your child. Of course, there are the material things, but like in this story with Simon and the kangaroo, his parents readily acknowledged that they believe that God sent the kangaroo to keep Simon warm on the night he was lost. They're not being preachy or throwing religion at him, but by their faith and example, they are teaching him a life lesson. We wanted to share with you a parable that further illustrates this principle. It was told by Elder Dallin H. Oakes in General Conference, October 2000, and it's from his talk entitled, "The Challenge to Become." Here it is in his own words.
A wealthy father knew that if he were to bestow his wealth upon a child who had not yet developed the needed wisdom and stature, the inheritance would probably be wasted. The father said to his child, "All that I have, I desire to give you. Not only my wealth, but also my position and standing among men. That which I have, I can easily give you, but that which I am, you must obtain for yourself. You will qualify for your inheritance by learning what I have learned and by living as I have lived. I will give you the laws and principles by which I have acquired my wisdom and stature. Follow my example, mastering as I have mastered, and you will become as I am, and all that I have will be yours."
There's a great line that the father says to the son in that parable that we just played when he says, "That which I have, I can easily give you, but that which I am, you must obtain for yourself." That's a good reminder that of all the things we can give a child, one of the most important and long-lasting is a good, righteous example of character. That is one of the best gifts we can give to a child. That's the message that we wanted to share with you today. Thank you for joining us. If you have any suggestions, comments, or inspirational stories you'd like to share with us, send us an email at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org, or you can post on our Facebook wall today. This has been another episode of Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And the song we'd like to leave you with today, our song of the day, is entitled "When You Thought I Wasn't Looking," and it's featuring Tammy Simister Robinson. Thanks again for being with us, and have a great day.
When you thought I wasn't looking, I saw you smooth the page of a crumbled crayon picture my tiny hands had made. Then you hung my crude creation for everyone to see. When you thought I wasn't looking, you were. looking after me. When you thought I wouldn't notice, 'cause I should have been asleep, you tiptoed to my bedroom and bent to kiss my cheek. Your silent shadow lingered, a guardian at my door. When you thought I wasn't noticing, I seemed to notice more. When you thought I wasn't looking, somehow I was near. I saw how much you loved me, I knew it was sincere. And though I heard you say it, it always seemed so clear. When you thought I wasn't looking, when you thought I wasn't listening, blessing I had been, and sure I knew I wasn't perfect, 'cause I saw the tears you shed. When you thought I wasn't listening, I heard every word you said. When you thought I